There are 86 ayes, 0 nays. The motion to excuse fails for lack of quorum.
With that gavel on Sunday evening, House Speaker Dade Phelan effectively pronounced the death of two of the biggest bills of the 87th legislative session, Senate Bill 7, the Omnibus Elections Bill, and House Bill 20, Bail Reform.
I think it was really unfortunate.
Republican Representative J.C. Jetton of Richmond was one of the final speakers, and he could see his Democratic colleagues filing out of the chamber to deny the GOP a quorum.
The idea that this is a tool to be used to kill legislation is just wrong. We are elected to show up. We're elected to debate, engage in this process, and to eventually vote on this legislation.
Governor Greg Abbott said he would call a special session to pass both bills, which were among his emergency priorities. But some of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's priorities may not be so lucky. Patrick has asked Abbott to revive three bills that failed. SB 29, which effectively bans transgender children from participating in school sports, SB 10, which bans local governments from employing taxpayer-funded lobbyists, and SB 12, which punishes social media sites for alleged censorship. Republican Senator Paul Bettencourt of Houston was an author of all three bills.
When you look at Senate Bill 29, the concept of having what are genetic boys in sports with genetic girls is not something that the average Texan agrees should happen. Now, clearly the Speaker Phelan made that decision.
Bettencourt blames Phelan and the House State Affairs Committee chair for slow-walking the other two bills as well.
We had bills that were stuck in committee, taxpayer ban of lobbying at least 4 weeks, anti-big tech censorship 6 weeks. They never came to the floor for a vote, and that's a leadership issue.
Bettencourt says the lobbying ban was needed to keep local governments from wasting taxpayers' money. That's not how Bill Kelly, head of government relations in the Houston mayor's office, sees it. Kelly says Houston's lobbying helped block a bill that would have cost taxpayers millions.
It would have cut the franchise fee that we charge for commercial garbage pickup from 4%. And cut it down to 2%, which would have been a $4 million loss to the city's solid waste department.
Kelly says the $700,000 Houston spent on lobbying more than paid for itself when the city's lobbyists kept that bill from getting out of committee. Of course, the Republicans were not the only ones to see bills die. Perhaps the Democrats' biggest disappointment was the death of the George Floyd Act, a wide-ranging bill aimed at reforming law enforcement practices. Democratic Representative Ron Reynolds of Missouri City was a co-author of the George Floyd Act.
We didn't pass the bill that was named after him, but we did pass some of the aspects that would lead to meaningful police and criminal justice reform measures.
Reynolds helped pass SB 29, which bans chokeholds and requires a police officer to intervene if a fellow officer is using excessive force. But the core of the George Floyd Act, restricting qualified immunity for police officers, died in committee. Hundreds of bills die in every legislative session, but many may come back in some form when lawmakers meet again in 2 years. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.